Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I'm so glad to have Chip with me this week on and next week too on the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and we're talking about the anointing and a revelation from the Word of God that has had fruit and results in the lives of many young athletes, businessmen, movie makers.
Even healings.
Even healings. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes. Tell about that, Chip.
Well, after I had spoken there about this, what you're hearing, and if you're tuning in for the first time, please get, you know.
Go on the archives.
Yeah. But these group of ladies began to say, we are anointed to lay hands on the sick on a level that medical science is not familiar with. And so.
So now the Lord told you, Chip, it developed with you and Rodney talking. You can say, I am anointed to do, and it's whatever you feel God's called you to.
And what came about was I saw an interview with this one sports person, and so they interviewed this legend, and they said, what about this guy? And he said, well, I'm not familiar with the level he's playing at. And it just absolutely threw the interviewer because he interviewed the legend on this rookie.
And so
when he said that, he said, I'm not familiar with the level he's playing on. The ESPN announcer was like, but you're the legend. You hold all the records. And he goes, well, I know, but I'm not familiar with how he's playing. When I heard that
he's playing on a level I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, right. The legend. The guy. And so all
talking
of a sudden,
about the rookie.
It shot in my spirit. It's time for the church to operate on a level that the world is not familiar with. And how that's going to, all for the glory of God, how that's going to be is through the anointing. That's the power. And we need to plug into this power. And we've been talking
so
about
So you started it with Rodney, a basketball player.
Yes.
And back
to Australia, yeah.
Let's tell what Rodney said, because maybe they didn't listen.
Well, he grabbed a hold of it and said, I'm anointed to play basketball on a level the world's not familiar with, all for the glory of God, because he truly believed that's what God has called him to do.
And he became one of the top recruits. He's all-time scoring
One of the
record.
Top high school players ever to play, and now he's in college, and he's breaking records on the college level, and people are not familiar with it, because if you just looked at him, you wouldn't even say he's a basketball player.
I know. Yeah.
Just little
6 feet tall.
Yeah. And but he gives God all the glory.
And what does he say every day?
I am anointed to play basketball on a level the world's not familiar with, all for the glory of God. And we're all anointed to do something.
Right. And so you've been teaching this. And I know one movie maker. He made the movie that Brother Copeland is in. And I think it's being released this month, if I'm not sure. Maybe next month.
He began to say it.
He heard this message. Yeah, he heard the message.
I am anointed to
make movies on a level the world is not familiar with. And he told me that his children, who helped him in the production, he was a stand-in for who?
Oh.
De Niro?
Was it?
No, I can't think
of
it.
Al Pacino.
Yeah, Al Pacino.
I think it was.
So he said, I am anointed to make movies on a level the world's not familiar with. And he made this new movie. I think it's going to be released in November.
And these people didn't try it. They did it every day.
They did it every day.
Peter even took it back to his office.
Yes.
Peter is on mom's board, and he's an architect.
Architect, one of the best.
And he had all of his employees do it. And he said during the recession, their business tripled.
Yes.
Tripled. And he said, the reason why is because you speak it, you apply
you,
it.
You release the power.
That's the releasing of the power.
What did the ladies in Australia say?
We are anointed to lay hands. They got so excited, they even kind of screamed during the message because they knew there was one piece of the puzzle missing.
While you were preaching.
Yeah, they were prayers. They were, you know, and so they began to do that. And a young lady came into their church not too long after that, and she was just crying, and she was pregnant, and she just had an ultrasound, I think is what they're called, and they said, abort the baby because it has no brain. And these ladies lit up because they had been speaking that medical science is not going to be familiar.
I am anointed.
Oh, they got a case.
To pray for the sick.
You can just see the difference.
And what did they say? I'm anointed to pray for the sick or what?
I'm anointed to pray.
We are
anointed to pray for the sick on a level that the world is not, that medical science is not familiar with. All for the glory of God. And so they attacked her and got with her, and she went back and had another ultrasound, and all of a sudden 20% of the brain shows up, something like that. And the doctors even said this is a miracle in itself, held up the two, you know, no brain here, 20% of the brain here. And they said this is a miracle, and there's nothing we did, but you still need to abort the baby because 20% of the brain would not be enough. And they had one more, and it was right before the birth, and I think it showed up with 60% of the brain, and then they were still trying to tell her not to, because not enough. And but she, her faith has grown in seeing this, and she had the baby, and it was born with 100% of the brain. That's the Holy Ghost. That's
oh,
the
my
Holy
goodness.
Spirit.
That's the dunamis.
Angel said to Mary, that's how you're going to have this child. The Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to figure it out.
I know.
You can't figure it out. You can't do it on your own either. But that's how the impossible becomes possible. And you know what, church? It's time that we start operating on a level that the world is not familiar with. And they'll want to get familiar with it. The anointing, it's the power. It'll draw the church in. And I was thinking about how God anointed Jesus. That's the biblical definition in Acts 10:38. God anointed Jesus with what? Here it comes. Drum roll. Here it comes. What the anointing is? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit. And every time the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost come upon him, Jesus couldn't do nothing, not one miracle, nothing, until he was anointed. David couldn't. Nobody could.
No.
And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. And anytime you see Spirit or Holy Ghost, you can translate anointing. He returned anointed and into Galilee, and there went out a fame. He didn't do it for the fame, but the fame happened. He did it for the glory of God. And so he did that, and his ministry begins. And, you know, I think, Mom, of how Jesus, you talked about this earlier. This is Jesus talking to his disciples right before his crucifixion. And watch the similarities in the description of the Comforter, or the anointing, and John, with Jesus and John. Now, here's Jesus's, okay? This is in John 14. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Now, what's that? The anointing. Who is he? The anointing.
The Holy Ghost is the anointing.
Whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you, I love this, all things. Business, basketball moves, whatever. All means all. He'll teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Now watch what it says in 1 John where he's, no, look at the similarities in this. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. The anointing which ye have received of him abides in you. Okay, so if you're a believer, he abides in you. And ye need not that any man teach you. I'm kind of skimming down here.
Verse 27.
But as the same anointing.
1 John 2:27.
Teaches you all things. Mom, I was thinking about that, and I thought, he's teaching while he says you need not any man teach you. And the Lord said to me, never have a man teach you anything, but always have the anointing through a man teach you everything.
Ah.
So, I was thinking, you know, and you need not that any man teach you. We need teachers.
Yeah,
we need a brother Hagin.
Absolutely. But we need anointed teachers.
We need
teachers.
Anointed teachers and anointed preachers and anointed quarterbacks and anointed construction, whatever.
So when Brother Hagin is teaching, he teaches with the prophet's anointing.
Yes.
So you're getting the anointing through the teaching.
Yes.
From the Holy Ghost.
So don't get taught, put in a situation, in a place where there's no anointing in the teaching or the preaching.
Yeah, right, right.
We need that. And this is the truth, and it is no lie. And so, you know, here it is about all of this. And I thought about, Mom, Jesus's, you know, John knew by the Holy Ghost that the Spirit of God fell on Jesus. And this is when it all happened. Luke 4:1 says, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit, the anointing, into the wilderness. And that's when it all began. He went straight from there to the Mount of Temptation, where he faced the devil and defeated him with the Word of God and the anointing. Then, I love this part, he returned in the power of the Spirit, and there went out a fame throughout all the region. And then he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as it was his custom, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read, and there was delivered unto him the book of Isaiah. And I wonder what it says in Isaiah, Mom. I know one place in Isaiah 10:27, and it shall come to pass that in that day, that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed. That word destroyed in Hebrew means absolutely crushed until there's no more evidence of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be destroyed because what? Because of the anointing.
Chip, next week I really want to go into the scriptures really deeply on these things. Check out that word anointed through Isaiah and bring it over on into the New Testament. Let's stay with this a couple of weeks here.
So Jesus studied these scriptures.
Oh, yes.
Sure he did. When he was a young man,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
So he knew about this destroying, yoke-destroying anointing.
Yes.
And then so here he gets he's anointed, and he runs in the synagogue. I could just see him running in there because he's now anointed. And he goes in there, and it was delivered unto him the book of Isaiah. What? It talks all about this. And he opened the book up, and he found the place where it was written, and he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he, because, here's the reason, he has anointed me.
The Spirit's on me because he anointed me.
He anointed
me. The Spirit and the anointing are the same.
And that's when, boy, you want to talk about one of the things in heaven when I get there, I want to see if they can roll back the film, and I'm sure
they'll do a reenactment.
I want to see that day. You talk about a historic day.
Oh, yes.
In the ministry of Jesus Christ. Are you kidding me? The Spirit of the Lord. What did he say, Mom? He said it.
Yes.
I am anointed.
I am anointed.
He
actually, they handed him the place in the Old Testament, Isaiah 61. They, every day at the synagogue of the Jews, they have a reading from the law, and then they have a reading from the prophets. So he went to the synagogue where he grew up, and they handed him the prophets to read. And it came up that day, Isaiah 61. And Isaiah 61 is an Old Testament prophecy of when the Anointed One will come. It's a prophecy of the Anointed One. So that happened to be the day that they handed it to him, that it was the reading. And
he found it, because it says he found it.
Yeah, but they handed him the scroll of Isaiah.
Yeah, right.
And
exactly.
And it was the day that was the reading. And there it opened. He found the place where it was open. It was the reading for the day. And he said, oh, of course, God arranged that.
Yeah, sure.
And he said, it says in Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord, that this is what the Anointed One's going to say. It's prophecy of the Anointed One. The Mashiach, the Messiah, is Anointed One, the Anointed One. So this is a prophecy in Isaiah 61 of the Anointed One. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek, and goes and lists all the things.
Right.
That day, Jesus stood up and read it. And he said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. In other words, I'm it. I'm the Anointed One.
Now it's time for us to stand up.
Yes!
And say, we're the body of this anointing.
Yes, we have to say.
And the head and the body work together. And just as Jesus couldn't have done it without the anointing, neither can we. But we are the anointed body of Christ.
And it is time for us to say it.
It's time to say it, speak it, plug into this power.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to talk next week more about this, and we're going to talk more about it in the next session. But right now, I want to remind you that we are in Branson, Missouri. It's going on right now, our autumn assembly. You've still got time to get there. We're meeting at the Hilton Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday out at Prayer Mountain, just the day before elections. And we're going to be praying out there about those elections. You don't want to miss it. I'm telling you, Holy Ghost things will happen. You can get Chip's teaching about the anointing, which is so anointed. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or go on billybrim.org. You can listen. I want you to listen to, if you didn't hear it this week, go to the archives, the radio archives. Just go to billybrim.org. There you'll find the radio archives and listen to the preceding sessions, and then you'll want to get this, especially for your young people. Be a great Christmas present. The kids love this message. Shalom, shalom.